How's it going, guys? My name is Dakota.
And I'm Anthony.
And welcome to Project Geekology, a new podcast where we talk about all things geeky. And the ology part is, you know, it's a suffix that means the study of. So we're studying geek culture here at Project Geekology. And for this first episode, it's actually the zeroth episode of our podcast. It's more of an introduction about who we are as friends and who we are as geeks. Without, you know, giving you too much personal information that you can dox us with.
Dakota and I are really good friends. We've known each other for 20 plus years, and we have shared a lot of geeky experiences, whether it be movies or video games or comic book conventions. We've done it all.
Yeah. Wait, has it really been 20 years that we've been friends? That's actually scary.
It's been a lot longer than that, probably. Because, like, I remember, I think we were maybe about... I think it's 20 years. I think we were, like, maybe 7, 8 years old when we met. So, yeah, we're at that point, man. 20 years, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, so we're nearing 30. We decided we were going to start a podcast together. Some of you guys might know who I am, but you may not know who Anthony is. Maybe you do know who Anthony is from personal life, or I know that you do. You've been on Twitch for a little bit, Anthony, right?
Yes, I was running a channel that went by Odyssey WoW. I've actually been considering on bringing that back. I think that streaming is really fun, so definitely keep an ear out for that in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. I actually really enjoyed your streams when you were doing them. If you don't know who I am part of the Geek Critique equation over on YouTube. Me and my wife talk about kind of like what we're going to be talking about, Anthony, but more about specific subjects or topics. I think with Project Geekology, we wanted to talk about a more diverse foray of topics per week, or however often we actually create these episodes. We want to get them out to you semi-regularly, at least, because who wants to listen to a podcast that posts 3 videos in a month and then no videos for a year and then so on and so forth. So we're going to try to make these as consistent as possible. We know that now is a really good time to start a podcast up, because there's a lot of really cool projects in geek culture that are going to be coming out very soon. We know that as we're recording this tonight, the Mandalorian season 2 trailer is coming out, and that's going to be really cool. And this weekend we have a bunch of news coming from the DC front, not just the movies but also comics and TV. So we'll have a lot to talk about come our first official episode. But what are you looking forward to, Anthony? What are you into right now, and what are you looking forward to coming up?
I'm definitely looking forward to going through some amazing geeky subjects. We're definitely going to be going over some new stuff, but I'm actually pretty excited about going over some of the older stuff that sparked our friendship. I remember one of the biggest things that started our friendship was Pokemon, and I think that would be a cool topic to go over in the future. And I'm definitely excited about looking into each of these topics, taking a deeper look at these things that we love so much.
Right, yeah, I mean, these are some of the things that actually shaped us as humans, as persons, growing up. And I know for a fact, like, some of my favorite things you got me into, and I'm sure I got you into some things that you maybe weren't into. And I think what's cool about this is that we haven't actually lived in the same area for over a decade now. I think I moved away from South Florida, where you live, about 15 years ago now. It's been a little bit, maybe 16 years at this point. But we're still very close friends. We talk very regularly. And what's cool is that we're very interested in different topics, but it all kind of wraps into the geek culture subset of media. So you're more into video games and stuff, and I'm more into maybe books and TV shows. But I think what'll be cool about this podcast is that I'll be able to, you know, tell you, oh, you got to read this book, you got to watch this show or movie or whatever because of this, this, and this, and I think you'll like it because of this, this, and this. But you, you're more into video games and stuff like that, and I would love to get my hands on some video games that are coming out. So you'll have a lot to talk about on that end, and I think it'll be a cool interchange because I can, we can almost like interview each other about like why some things are interesting that are coming out or whatever. But I do like the idea of like going back for future episodes to some things that like we grew up on, like maybe Samurai Jack or Doctor Who, Smallville, yeah. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that really shaped us. And I'm excited. This is a really cool idea. Anthony brought it up to my attention. I think he's been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. And yeah, I'm totally down. I think this is going to be a fun show. I hope you guys are in it for the long haul like we are.
Yes, definitely. I definitely got the idea of kind of creating my own podcast from listening to a bunch of different podcasts. I think it's an awesome media outlet. I think that it's something that's really cool because anybody can get into it if they want to. And I chose Dakota because not only has he been one of my, or the longest friend that I've had in my life, but even though there are those things that we do like, that although he might be a little bit more into books than I am, I definitely do love reading books. One of the book series that got me into reading, that Dakota introduced me into, was Harry Potter. And so that's definitely something that I would love to go over down the line. And so also some TV shows that he's definitely got me into, some other stuff. I know that we're talking about books and video games, but we're definitely going to be going over stuff like anime, because I mean, I know a lot of us were shaped through anime such as Dragon Ball Z. That was a lot of that, and maybe Pokemon was a lot of people's gateway into anime. I know that there's
interesting though about that, just to like, you know, pause right there. Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon, we were introduced to those and other shows like Yu Yu Hakusho Sailor Moon and the stuff that appeared on Toonami, not necessarily Pokemon, but like the Dragon Balls and the Sailor Moons. We didn't really know that was anime, or that was Japanese entertainment, or animation rather, until we were older. And I think that's kind of the cool thing about those shows, is that they translated so well for young audiences, and they help shape part of how we view the world, I think. I would love to talk about Dragon Ball Z. I have so much to say about that show, man.
On the anime front, there's definitely, you know, Dragon Ball Z shaped me. Although I might have not sought to watch it all the time, if it ever came on, I would watch Sailor Moon. I watched Sailor Moon growing up. To me, it really didn't bother me. I know that some people might have saw it more on the girly side.
Right.
I enjoyed it just because it had that same style of artwork that Dragon Ball Z had. So that's what piqued my interest. And I'm actually interested in also talking about some of the newer animes, such as My Hero Academia. I think that's one of the best animes that I've seen. It's definitely in my top maybe 5 or 10 list. It's an amazing anime, and that's something that I would love to talk about also, some of the newer stuff.
Yeah, actually I'm not huge into My Hero Academia, not because I don't like the show, but just because I haven't really given it the chance, I guess, yet. I think I've watched like half of the first season, and I love what I've seen so far. I think it's such an interesting concept. But I think when we eventually get to like talking about anime, I'll have to catch up on some of those, the shows that you're into, and maybe the shows that I'm into.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are you into right now? Like what in the maybe gaming or film or TV, what have you been into within the past month or so that has like piqued your interest?
So I'm always playing something in the, you know, something. I'm always gaming, as whether it be on a game system or on my phone. Mostly it's on the game system. Lately, what I've been playing, it's been out for a while, but I finally got to get my hands on it. But I've been playing Persona 5 Royal. Now, so they released Persona. Oh, I mean, this will definitely make an episode about Persona. I definitely would love to talk more about Persona.
Sure.
But Persona Royal is pretty much Persona 5, but with added content. Sure. So I've been enjoying that.
I haven't played Persona. Is it? You told me it's almost like an anime in a video game sort of thing.
Right. It's pretty much. It's got all the weirdness that you would see in an anime. And, you know, not saying in a bad way, but I love, you know, I love the weirdness of anime. That's what makes it unique. So that's what I like about Persona. Persona holds a lot of that uniqueness that anime has. And so I've been actually enjoying that a lot. I've also been trying to catch up on different shows. I know I'm late on this, but I'm actually watching through the first season of Umbrella Academy. I've been wanting to. It's been on my list for a while because season 2 just came out. So it's definitely something that I've been enjoying on the, you know, TV show front.
Yeah, and actually, I just finished Umbrella Academy season 2 yesterday. And then I jumped into Legend of Korra.
Oh, man. The animation in that is so good.
It's so good.
It's but, so good.
Umbrella Academy season 2. I grew up reading the Umbrella Academy comics, and it's a show, or it's a comic series I never thought would ever get adapted to anything because it was so obscure. It was Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance and I think Gabriel Ba. So it was like such a bizarre group of creators making this like just wacky concept of a show. And if you haven't checked out Umbrella Academy, basically the basic concept is on this one date, I think it was like 1989 or something like that, like October 1st, 1989, something along those lines, a number of children were born within like minutes. Like previously the parents or the mother wasn't pregnant, but all of a sudden they were. And these random children that came out of nowhere all have their own unique abilities, own superpowers that they were given. This one really rich, like, crazy guy. I mean, he's not crazy, I don't think, but he's definitely eccentric to the point of being called crazy. Reginald Hargreaves, he decides he's going to adopt as many of the children as he can, and he finds 7 of them. So he basically builds this superhero child team out of these misfit children who eventually become like a family of sorts, a very dysfunctional family known as the Umbrella Academy. And it's just such a fun show. It's such an interesting concept. I'm happy that you're actually checking it out now. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely been having fun with watching that. I think it was pretty cool seeing Ellen Page in it. I haven't seen her in anything for a little while. Well, except for... Well, no, she's not. But every time I play The Last of Us, I always feel like Ellie is Ellen Page. Right? It looks so much like her.
It does. It does, yeah.
Dakota, why don't you tell us some of the stuff that you've been into or getting into this past month?
Last month. All right, so I just went on a spiel about Umbrella Academy, so you know that I've been into that. We've also, me and Jen, my wife, we've been watching a lot of Avatar, and we came to the conclusion that Avatar The Last Airbender is probably the greatest American animated show of all time, just in terms of like themes and stuff, and it's just such a, they're able to like talk about such profound stuff for a kid's show and tell it with a way that is both powerful and enjoyable for children. in a way that other shows I don't think ever get the opportunity to do. And I think that's why I hold the show so dearly, in my opinion. I recently started watching Korra, and I never really got into Korra. I never got past the first season. I think I watched the first season. I never got past it. And that wasn't because I didn't like it. It just never stuck with me. But this time I want to actually get through it, for sure. I want to make some more videos on that and maybe discuss it here on the podcast as well.
Yeah, I actually also did not make it past the first season on Korra for the same exact reasons. I actually watched Avatar the Last Airbender as it was airing because it stuck with me. And I did the same thing with Korra, but it didn't stick with me in the same way. Not saying that it's a bad, you know, animation, but I really, really, you know, to be honest, like, I would say that there are things in Korra that I do like a bit more than the first time around. Like the bending, the way that the bending is animated in Korra looks so much better.
It's true. Yeah, no, the animation style is a huge step up from Avatar: The Last Airbender. That's not to say that Avatar: The Last Airbender was bad animation, because it's actually very, very, you know, enjoyable, good animation. Some of the fight scenes are very well choreographed, but Korra, they take that concept and like pump it full of steroids. Yeah. And it's a really cool show. It's a cool concept. So far from what I've experienced, I don't think the themes are as strong as in The Last Airbender, but we'll talk about that more down the line as we both start catching up on more of our experience in that show. I've also been reading a lot of random stuff. So I work in construction, and I have a lot of free time on my days. I have like 6 or 7 hours I can listen to audiobooks during my day, and I listen to a lot of audiobooks. Like 95% of the books that I read are on audiobook. So I recently finished reading The Chronicles of Narnia recently.
Oh, wow.
And that was fun. I think because it's a children's novel series, it's not really up my alley, or maybe I've outgrown the targeted audience of the series. And I don't think it's a bad series per se, but it's not something I plan on going through again, if that makes any sense.
No, I actually think
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was the weakest of the 7 books, even though that's the one that everyone's read. But I read that. I read the 2 Avatar Korra books, or listened to the 2 Avatar Korra books that came out recently. Well, one came out last year, and then another one came out like a couple weeks ago by author F.C. Yi. And it is so fun. Dude, if you get the opportunity to read those, it is so fun because it takes place like 400 years before Avatar Aang saves the world.
Oh, is it Kyoshi?
And it's Kyoshi.
Oh, yeah. I see. I saw that. Now I'm definitely interested in checking that out.
They build on the Avatar lore so much in those 2 books. You learn so much about the world and how bending works, and it's overseen by Michael Dante DiMartino, who's like one of the writers for the series.
And
it's canon. It's a canon addition to the process. So definitely give that book a check out. And lastly, I just finished Dune, the first book in the Dune series by Frank Herbert.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm actually interested in reading that too. I've actually have wanted to read that for the longest time. That's in my book version of a Netflix queue, if you know.
Oh yeah, your to be read list. Yeah,
yeah.
Dune is an interesting book, man. It's old. It came out in 1965, and at the time there was really nothing like it. The only thing close to it was probably Lord of the Rings, which came out a decade earlier. Mm. But the writing style is very mature for the age of genre fiction at the time, if that makes any sense. Like, fantasy and science fiction weren't written like that at the time. So this was, it's striking, like, how modern the book feels. It almost feels like it could have been written by George R. R. Martin. Just with the different point of view characters and, like, the way the story's written and the level of world building that existed in that book is really, like, amazing. But it's hard to get into. Like, it's really hard to get into. So, but I am excited about the movie that's, apparently there's going to be a trailer within the next week or so. So... That's coming out by director, I think I'm going to mispronounce his name because it's very French, Denis Villeneuve. I'm really excited about that, and there's a lot of things I'm excited about, but I think that's like a good rundown of like what I've been into recently.
All right, yeah, no, that sounds great. There's definitely some stuff that you've listed off that have interested me in the past. And so I definitely need to get a move on and kind of finish some of the stuff that I've been working on also. And I actually, something that I did not mention, that I've been, there is a book that I'm working on right now. It's an audiobook, and it's Queen of Shadows, the Padme Amidala book.
Queen's Shadow.
Yeah, Queen's Shadow. Yeah. Oh, yes. That's what I've been going over. If there's one thing I have to say, Star Wars audiobooks are some of the funnest to listen to because they add all these sound effects. It's like you're listening to an episode or a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, and the voice act, like the narration is so good because they sound like the characters that you're listening to. I haven't listened to there's two Padme books or Queen Amidala books. I haven't listened to either of them. I just started today the first Thrawn book.
Oh, I heard that series is actually really good.
I've heard that too, and I've tried to get into the first one before, but I kind of just fell off it. It was like not my cup of tea at the time. But I do really appreciate the voice acting. I think Mark Thompson, who voices a lot of the Clone Wars series, is the narrator for this book. So you have he has an excellent Palpatine voice. That was probably terrible, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, he's so good with his voices. So yeah, definitely, if you ever get the chance, pick up a Star Wars audiobook. The books themselves are good books for the most part. Why did you decide to pick up the Queen's Shadow?
So I've been going through the Star Wars canon. Like, I've been kind of, I found a timeline, and so I've been going down that timeline. I'm that kind of person that I like to follow things chronologically, even though there are books that are going to be coming out that are before or after whatever I'm reading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just reading what's available. I've listened to the Count Dooku one, which is based off of a lost or based off of an unaired episode of Clone Wars, and that one was so good because that one was a lot more produced than the other ones that I've listened to. Not knocking the other ones, but that one was literally a Star Wars, an episode of Star Wars Clone Wars. It was good.
The Count Dooku one. That one was actually written, like, the script. Like, if you buy the physical book, it's a script. It's not a novel.
Okay.
So, it's like I forget if it's a full cast audio book.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is because it sounds like it's fully casted.
But it was a really cool experience, yeah. Apparently, the guy who wrote that, Kevin Scott, he's writing the upcoming High Republic book, like the High Republic first novel that's coming out. I don't know if you know anything about that, but he put like little seeds of like what's to come in that. Did you get the opportunity to read Master and Apprentice, the one with Obi-Wan?
Yes, I actually finished that like maybe a month ago. That was so good. I really enjoyed that one.
If you haven't listened to any of the Star Wars audiobooks or read any Star Wars books, I would highly recommend anything by author Claudia Gray. She is she knows the characters, I think, better than some of the writers for the films and TV do. She, like, gets those characters. I think her my favorite book of hers in the Star Wars canon is Lost Stars. Oh. And it's considered a young adult novel. It's a story about, like, two Imperial cadets, like, over the course of, like, 15 years. Like, at the start of the Empire to... Or, like, in the middle of the Empire's reign to, like, when the Empire falls. And, like, how their lives diverge. And it's, like, some of the stuff in there is, like, so well done. Like, their point of view on some of the events in the original Star Wars series just blows my mind. It's so well done. But yeah, Claudia Gray, she's awesome. She did Master and Apprentice, the one with Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon. And you learn so much about Qui-Gon in that one. Like,
yes.
Like, because there's so little that we know about Qui-Gon just from The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Because he gets knocked off in that one.
And I definitely enjoyed that book because, like, I actually kind of, like, you know, I was thinking there's so many characters in Star Wars. And, you know, like, I really wasn't too sure of what who my favorite was. And I have to say that, I don't know, I really enjoy Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan's, like, probably my top, with Ahsoka being up there. And I think Claudia Gray also did Dark Disciple, right? Which was another really good one and a really good audiobook.
I forget if she did Dark Disciple. She might have. I don't remember. Anyway, but yeah. She also did the Leia book, Bloodline. Hmm. Where that's the story of, like, how the Senate finds out that she's Darth Vader's daughter. Oh. And that, like, how that changes her political career. Like, it just burns it to the ground, basically.
Oh, I'm definitely interested in reading more.
Yeah, definitely give those a shot. It's cool that you're looking, you're reading it in chronological order. When I tell you, I've, like, tried to make a Star Wars timeline for, like, the longest time, but there's so much of it out there.
It's so hard.
It's so hard because you think about, like, just movies and TV shows. Okay, you can do that. But really, if you're going to get into it, like, it's not like the MCU. Like, MCU has, like, prequel and sequel comics to each movie. Like, they'll have, like, two issues, like, before and after a movie. That, like, actual comic books that are canon, technically. I don't usually put that in my MCU timeline videos that I create. But with Star Wars, there's so much more in, like, the canon that's from, like, books and comics and TV shows that all make up this whole world and, like, build out the characters. So, like, by removing, like, say, I'll allow, like, some comics, but maybe not, like, the one-shot comics, or I'll allow, like, the adult novels, but maybe not the middle school-age novels. You'll lose so much information by just doing that because, I don't know, I'm probably rambling at this point, but making a Star Wars timeline is massive. There's hundreds of titles at this point when it comes to, like, just putting everything in order. And then you have to write a script for everything. So you have to really know your knowledge, and there's a lot of it to know.
If you haven't played Jedi Fallen Order, it's definitely a game worth getting into. It's really fun. It's tough, though, because it follows...
Fallen Order was tough.
Oh, so you did play it.
I played it. I didn't get I didn't get super far just because, like, you don't, like, level up. Like, your guy doesn't actually get stronger. You just have to get better. And that's, like, really a difficult thing to, like, wrap your head around in a video game because it's not like that for most games these days.
Yeah, it's...
Like, you physically have to get better at playing.
So it follows a formula that's called Soulsborne, which is a mixture of Dark Souls and Bloodborne, which are these, like, really two tough games.
They're known for being difficult.
Yeah, games. Yes, yeah. Yes. I can't wait to go on this wild ride with you guys. I think that this is going to be fun. I think we're going to be talking about a lot of cool, geeky things. And hopefully we go over some stuff and teach you guys some stuff while us two geeks just get to geek out over things that we like.
Yeah, and again, it's Project Geekology, so we're going to be not just discussing these things, but going in depth with it. We're going to be studying it. We're going to be talking about like the behind the scenes stuff that is involved in certain things. For sure. And yeah, I think that that's going to be a really cool thing for not only you guys, but for us as geeks, because there's only so many people in our day-to-day lives that we can like talk about all these things with. And we appreciate all the chances we get to open our mouths and blab about it. So we hope you're here for it. Thanks so much for listening to our first episode, or rather our zeroth episode. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff next week, but we're going to tailor it to the upcoming DC Fandom that they're doing this coming Saturday. Apparently there's going to be a lot of really cool stuff that's dropping, a lot of cool news. They have hundreds of guest speakers, all the way from Zack Snyder to Grant Gustin to Jim Lee, everyone that's involved in DC right now. I think it was just announced today, actually, that Ben Affleck was, he's coming back to play Batman in the upcoming Flash movie. So that's going to be cool. We're going to be getting a lot more of that kind of news in the coming week. So be prepared for that.
Yeah, sounds great. Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We're definitely looking forward to this. And definitely put a review out there. We love input. Tell us some of the stuff that you guys would like to hear about. And we will look into that.
Yeah, you can follow us on social media. You can find me on YouTube at Geek Critique. That's Geek RITIQUE. I kind of combine geek and critique into one word, and it's very hard to look up for people who don't understand that. But also you can find us on Twitter. For me, it's geekcritique_DAK, D-A-K. I'm very active on Twitter. How about you, Anthony?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter. For those of you that are listening, we'll also plug all our stuff in the show notes, so you can just copy and paste, or if it's a little bit easier for you to do that. But my Twitter would be Odyssey's Wow, because Odyssey Wow was taken by me in the past and I don't remember the login information for that. And
that's depressing.
Yeah, I think that's so sad.
That happened to me too. I don't know the password to the Geek Critique Twitter, so I have geek_critique_DAK.
Oh my gosh, I was wondering why you had that.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. And keep an eye out, or keep an ear out in future episodes. I'm thinking about starting up my Twitch again, so it'd definitely be cool to see you all out there. I like to play different games. I was playing a lot of Overwatch, but that's not the only game that I play. I'm definitely a variety caster. I would play a lot of Skyrim and just a variety of games.
You were playing a lot of Borderlands last I was on your stream.
Yes, I was going through Borderlands 2. I was actually playing through all the Borderlands, getting ready for Borderlands 3.
Nice. All right, well, anyway, we're going to close this out. We hope you enjoyed the video. Reach out to us however you'd like to reach out to us and let us know your thoughts. It's not a video. I keep saying video.
I did. I'm so glad you caught that. I started laughing when you said that.
Should I just keep that?
Dude, yes. I think that adds a little bit of charm.
All right. Thank you for listening. I have to get used to that. You know, I've made like close to 500 YouTube videos, and I have to get used to saying listening for the podcast instead of watching. But anyway, thank you guys so much. I hope you guys are safe, doing well, especially with COVID still going on. Stay strong, stay safe, and may the force be with you.
Yes, keep your face mask on. It'll definitely be cool to maybe see some of you guys in upcoming conventions. We miss being out around nerdy people. So
I miss going to the movies, man. I miss going to the movies.
I miss going to the movies too. I miss it so much. But, you know, as usual, you know, this is going to sound cliche as heck, but you know what? Stay nerdy.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye.